This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a psychiatrist reports an increase in young people displaying unusual behavior, noting a possible link to drug use. Economist urges CARICOM to brace for a tariff push again. Child rights advocate says adults share blame in youth gun violence. And Pope Francis, first Latin American leader of the Roman Catholic Church, has died at the age of 88. This is the latest. With the details, I am Ronald Clark. Senior consultant psychiatrist at the psychiatric hospital, Brian McLaughlin, is concerned about a rise in unusual behavior among young people, some of which he says may be linked to drug use. This follows a number of disturbing incidents captured on social media, including individuals walking naked in public. In one case, the behavior reportedly led to a fatality.
We're always concerned if persons are accustomed to using various drugs. If they're accustomed to smoking, for example, marijuana, and they then smoke what they think may be marijuana, but which may have been mixed with something else. The concern is whether or not persons are knowing fully what it is that they're ingesting at the time that they do, and there can then be adverse reactions into the using of those drugs, and persons can perhaps behave strange. But if there's been an increase in persons reporting for those sorts of incidents. We are always happy when persons voluntarily come, not when they're unwell, but when using substances, obviously, will present and ask for help to come off the drugs.
Dr. McLaughlin is urging parents and the wider public to remain vigilant for behaviors that may indicate drug use.
For a long time, we've always encouraged parents and guardians to monitor the behavior of the youngsters under their care and watch with regards to changes in behavior, and not the extreme behaviors of sort of going berserk or anything of that nature, but certainly persons are becoming more secretive, whether you're getting an unusual smell on their clothes, whether they're becoming more irritable, whether they're associating with persons who one has concerns about, those sorts of behaviors that may point to the use of substances. And if that is the case, having a discussion with the youngster, asking them whether or not they will go somewhere, let's say have a urine test done, then letting the youngster get some counseling as to the use of the drugs and what it may be doing to them.
Senior consultant psychiatrist at the psychiatric hospital, Brian McLaughlin. Noted economist Jeremy Stephen believes that Barbados and the rest of the region should provide immediate safeguards in the event that US President Donald Trump proposes to introduce tariffs again. It was reported that Barbados and other CARICOM countries are being spared the much-feared fallout from a United States government plan to impose millions of dollars in fees on ships made in China. However, Stephen told Starcom Network that tariffs are still likely to be part of the future U.S. administrations.
We would be absolutely daft of ourselves if we thought that he wouldn't trade again, even if it's next year. Something will be traded again, and we should use this moment to start putting safeguards in place. Those safeguards, I imagine, would be rather helpful in the event that some policy does come about that mirrors in any way the design of what was now rolled back, in many ways the tariffs and the port fees. So as far as I'm concerned, you never know if those policies might even be revisited post-Trump.
However, Stephen says it was impressive that CARICOM came together rather than act as individual territories. He pointed out that USA and China are really the ones at war and says it is far from over. Apologize for the unavailability of that extract. A child rights advocate says children should not bear full responsibility for rising gun violence, claiming that adults are arming and manipulating minors to commit crimes. UN expert on child rights, Faith Marshall Harris, says her office has received multiple reports of children being supplied with firearms by adults and used in criminal activity. She's calling for urgent action to address youth deviance and the influences driving it. Her comments follow the recent funeral of Jonathan Chase, whose death has resulted in two teenagers being charged with murder. Also, a separate incident where an 11-year-old and a 14-year-old were injured by a stray bullet.
I freely admit that my information is anecdotal. There will be those who are tasked and should be able to produce scientific evidence. But my understanding is that those children who are creating havoc as they run around wild and discharging guns in pursuit of criminal objectives are manipulated and organized by more mature elements. I was actually told this by many of the youngsters I'm interacting with. The children are allegedly used as foot soldiers and executioners because they're likely to attract less draconian punishment. It's also suggested that much of this is drug-related. We must arrest such deviancy early among our youth.
Ms. Marshall Harris is urging parents to exercise greater supervision, warning that too many children are being left unsupervised and drawn into dangerous behavior on the streets.
There are those who call for a knee-jerk reaction of harsher penalties for minors. I must urge us instead to first look at who are their sponsors. Minors are not likely to be able to afford expensive guns. I think they're being armed by those who can and used in the present tragic circumstances. I must appeal for greater parental and adult supervision for children who are allowed to roam far and wide committing these kinds of crimes, and for those who no one seems accountable. I think this requires greater adult vigilance. I think that much more is known about these circumstances, but little is divulged.
UN expert on child rights, Faith Marshall Harris. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Andrea Franklin, is upbeat about the prospects of the Latin American market. Ms. Franklin says the market has become an important part of the island's growth strategy. Destination Barbados was on show at the recent World Travel Market Latin America in Brazil, where several key meetings were held.
From around 2018, 2019, Barbados really took on board this avenue in terms of our growth and really positioning ourselves within this market. And 2 years ago, we actually took the big step of establishing the office in the market. They're based in Panama, but they certainly service the entire region. And as you know, we also have direct airlift out of Panama with Copa Airlines. And we continue to pursue opportunities for increasing capacity from the region to the destination. And really, we see our way of growth is really by building out additional seat capacity. So having conversations with airlines to be able to tap into whether it's Brazil, Colombia, Chile, wherever the possibilities are for increased seat capacity, we are having those conversations.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Andrea Franklin. The United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency says its agents have arrested 5 undocumented Caribbean nationals at a construction site in Puerto Rico. ICE said 4 Dominican Republic nationals and 1 Haitian national were apprehended during a targeted worksite enforcement operation in Vea Bea. And Pope Francis, the first Latin American leader of the Roman Catholic Church, has died at the age of 88. Cardinal Kevin Farrell said in a statement which was published by the Vatican on its Telegram channel this morning at 7:35 local time, the Bishop of Rome, Francis, returned to the home of the Father. His death comes after he appeared at the Vatican St. Peter's Square on Sunday to wish Happy Easter to thousands of worshippers. Pope Francis, born Jorge Mario Bergoglio in Argentina, was discharged from hospital last month after 5 weeks of treatment for an infection that led to double pneumonia. Recapping the headlines, economist urges CARICOM to brace for tariffs push again. Child rights advocate says adults share blame in youth gun violence. Tourism officials from Barbados are upbeat about the prospects of the Latin American market. And Pope Francis, the first Latin American leader of the Roman Catholic Church, has died at the age of 88. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. More news at 8:30. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.